Okay, let's get to sports, and let's get to Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We're getting some nice warm weather for the next several days.
Yeah, really good.
It's going to be good for the playoffs because it seems like the past couple of years, the first rounds of the playoffs have been struck by cold weather, which is always a detriment to the quality of baseball. But it looks like this year it's going to be okay for just about every series.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was like in the past, but it's supposed to be decent weather this week.
All right, so I guess we can start off with Monday Night Football. We were both right.
I guess so. I saw that this morning.
Just by the hair of our skinny teeth, though.
29-20 Kansas City won. Yeah. I don't know how they got the other 6 points, but because I just saw the highlights, it was 23-20. But 29-20 Kansas City beats Washington, and we got lucky last night, I guess.
All right, so now. So we're both actually, even though it's NFL football and it's really poor, it's just the quality of it's been poor. We're not doing that bad this year.
No, considering everything, I got knocked out of my suicide pool this weekend thanks to the Falcons not showing up. But now I have no reason to watch football at all.
There we go. All right, so I guess the 600-pound gorilla in the room is baseball, and tonight the playoffs start, right?
Yep, the Crankies play the Twins.
Let me correct it. The play-ins start tonight.
Yeah, the playoffs start Thursday.
Yeah, that's right.
I got my iPad charging up so I don't have to listen to the extra stupid sports network of the pontification of Aaron Judge being the greatest player since Babe Ruth. I can just listen to music. Here's a little stat for you. Aaron Judge hit 52 home runs this year, right? 52 home runs is 52 home runs. How many did he hit against the team 500 or better? Take a guess.
26.
Seven.
All right.
Seven. So, yeah, he's good, but good pitching shuts him down, and we'll see what happens tonight with Minnesota. Minnesota's a big underdog tonight. If you bet $100 on Minnesota, you can get back $250 on a win. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. That's Yankee money making this line so big. These two teams are evenly matched, and you can throw out that sweep of Minnesota 2 weeks ago out the window. They're playing much better now. This is a flip of a coin game. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Minnesota win. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Yankees win. It's that type of game. Severino's pitching. You expect him to throw good. Santana's pitching. You expect him to throw a good game. It's going to be whoever makes a mistake in this game is going to win. Whatever pitcher gives up a bomb is going to lose. And that's the way this game, that's the way a play-in game should be. So it starts at 8 o'clock tonight. At about 8:02, my earbuds go in, so I don't have to listen to those fools on that channel, and I'll sit back and watch the game as long as it's competitive.
All right, so you're just going to watch the game?
Yeah.
All right. And
yeah, why?
Are you going to root against the Yankees, or are you going to just?
Of course.
That's what I was getting at. That's what I was.
I hope they get crushed.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Of course. but you know what? I don't know what's better, watching them lose tonight against the Twins in a playing game or watching the Indians sweep them in the first round. I think you just get rid of them early. Watch them lose tonight. Tomorrow night's another big one. Colorado plays Arizona to get in. Everybody's picking Arizona here. I think this is another close game. Anything. When you have a one-game play-in, anything could happen. You know, there's really no big favorite unless you have a stud star pitcher that's a shutdown guy throwing for you, and Arizona thinks they have that, but the last time he pitched, he didn't pitch good. Greinke got lit up the last couple times he pitched. Anything could happen, and I think in both these series, anything could happen. And series, I'm wrong, folks, not a series, a game. And in this game, anything could happen.
Well, at least it's baseball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't complain about that. Even though, you know, they're playing hockey now.
Yeah. I said it last year. I don't watch hockey till after Christmas. You got to let the dust settle. I mean, how many times did the Rangers win the Stanley Cup in November? Just about every year, right?
Probably 25% of the time.
Yeah, but they've only won one cup since 1940. So, I can't get excited about hockey until after Christmas, till after a little after the World Series hangover goes away. But this baseball playoff should be a tremendous run. I think there's going to be some real good games. The Dodgers-Washington series should be a good series. Both NL series should be good series because the teams, in my opinion, are very closely matched. And like I said, just waiting for that Cleveland-Houston series to come off. That's going to be one to watch.
All
good
right.
Pitching, good hitting, deep lineups, good relief pitching. They're the two best teams in baseball.
All right, so where do we want to – is there anything else to go in sports?
Yeah, the Raiders quarterback, for what it is out for 2 to 6 weeks with a fracture in
his
back.
They're dead.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen what happened to the Raiders last year. They were playing really, really good football throughout the year, and toward the end of the year, right around Christmas time, Carr went down with a busted up leg, and so did the chances of the Raiders making any noise in the playoffs. The only thing you could say that this year, with the way that football is, where anybody can win and anybody can lose at any time, and you might get two teams with a sub 500 record making a playoffs this year, you can't really write the Raiders out yet.
Yeah. All right. And there's not much else right now going on.
I saw my first Giant headline this morning again.
Which one?
Eli Manning will start in week 5. So the questions are coming out already. It's Eli Manning is not playing good, but neither is the whole team. So
you
can't pull the whole team.
Before Eli Manning doesn't start, the head coach will be fired.
Yeah, I don't know when that's going to happen. That should happen soon. I think if they lose to the Chargers, he's gone.
Yeah, if they start off 0-5, I can tell you, Tisch is not going to sit there, and neither is Mara. They're not going to sit there, not with the money they spent. And not only will he be gone, but guess who else will be gone right with him?
The GM.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, how many times did he duck the bullet?
Yep, absolutely right.
And speaking about ducking bullets, a friend of mine asked me yesterday, who do I think the Mets are going to hire? Or who do I think the Mets should hire? Well, I went right down the list. Wally Backman should become the manager. Keith Hernandez should become the hitting coach. Ron Darling should become the pitching coach. And the reason why I say that is because Darling and Hernandez had very successful careers. They don't want to be known as somebody that's a failure. And it would be the cherry on top of the cake for these two guys to turn that disaster around. And they think they're the guys to do it. So the Mets will never, ever, ever hire those three guys. But if the Mets want to try to turn their franchise around, you have to get rid of the GM, and you put these three baseball people in position to make the Mets a more viable product. I think the Mets can turn it around if they do it. But, like I said, they'll never do it.
Very quickly, what about Bobby V?
No. I think you're going to see Robin Ventura, the manager of the Mets. He's another under the table, quiet guy, doesn't make any noise. That's what the Mets want. The Mets don't want anybody calling out the elite of their system, telling them that they don't know what the heck they're doing. And Robin Ventura is probably that guy that's going to do it. Wally Backman, Hernandez, and Darling will, and that's the reason why they should hire them guys. But you're never going to hire anybody to get you fired, and that's what the Mets won't do. I don't, Bobby V, no, he's got no shot.